Welcome to this episode of Ad Agency Live. Now, before we actually get into this episode, I just wanted to personally thank you for taking the time to come check us out. We really appreciate our listeners. You guys mean the world to us, and you are the reason why we are creating this content. And I would also like to invite you to come check out ProfitableAds.com. That is actually our agency. So what we do is we help businesses such as yourself cut acquisition costs by up to 50%, meaning you can get people into your business using paid advertising for half the price. Now, you can't just pay us to do this work for you. We actually have what's called a partner program. And if you have an active business that is making money and you would like to cut your cost per acquisition and use online advertising to leverage for your business, I highly recommend that you come check us out at profitableads.com/apply or just profitableads.com and click the apply button. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Now, enjoy this episode of Ad Agency Live. Thanks. Welcome, fellow marketer, to Ad Agency Live with Zach Radford. And today, we're going to learn another amazing marketing tactic grow your business. Let's get into it. Hey, how's it going, guys? Zach here with another episode of Ad Agency Live. And in this episode, we're going to talk about a new book, that I have been reading that is totally fire, okay? You know, I've been doing like book reviews on and off, and most of the books that I recommend are things that I'm reading and I'm seeing and I'm using and implementing into my agency, into my clients' businesses, all of that great stuff. There's a series of three books written by a gentleman named Roy Hollister Williams and The Wizard of Ads, essentially. And there's three of them, and I bought all three of them about a year ago. And literally, I picked the first one up. I haven't even finished the second one yet. There's so much content in here. Essentially, like a series of articles on all different types of stuff, from human psychology, the human brain, advertising, marketing, ways to get people to do things that you want them to do. It's very well written. It's very clever. And if you're a marketer and you market in any capacity or a business owner, I absolutely highly recommend you check out this book. So how I use it is when I need ideas. I'm like, let's say I have something big coming up that I'm working on. I will literally pick up one of these books and I'll just flip through it and I'll grab a random story and I'll start reading it. And each story has a lesson, a story, and something that you can implement in to make your business better, your ad campaign better, your marketing better. And it is literally like a treasure trove of great information. Some, like, the gentleman is very, very smart, obviously, and he's been marketing for a very long time. So originally, I think the first book were letters that he wrote to his followers. He must have had some sort of paid newsletter or something, and he wrote this these letters to business owners to help them with their businesses. I cannot get enough of this. I could spend an entire day just playing in this book. And literally, one of the first things that I like about it is that it feels like it's from like the 1800s. It feels like it's an old Harry Potter-esque book. And you open it, it's got the paper is has a feeling of like very rich and fine, old, antique-y feel. And literally, you're opening into it, you're entering a new world of marketing. So I cannot speak highly enough about this book. Seriously, some of the greatest lessons that I've learned in marketing not necessarily came from these books, but there's reminders of great marketing in these books, and I highly recommend that you check them out. There's three of them. The first one is called The Wizard of Ads. Now, I found The Wizard of Ads to be, I didn't read 99.9% of it, or rather, I didn't read 100% of it. I read like 99% of it. It was really good. Some of the stuff was not relating to what I was working on. And if you know me, What I love to do is I'll read a book and I'll just dig for the answers that I'm looking for. I'm not necessarily reading it from cover to cover, but I picked up all three books and I literally spent the afternoon this past weekend and I devoured 60 plus pages, which each page essentially is a story. So it's like 60 mini stories with like mini nuances and knowledge and gold, in my opinion, that I, from those pages, I had about I would say about 20 or 30 different things that I started my Monday with, that I wanted to implement into my business, into some of my marketing campaigns for my clients and other things. This book is extremely powerful, fun to read. I highly recommend it. The second one is this one, and I don't know if there's any particular order, but this is just how I've read them. The Secret Formula of the Wizard of Ads, and the third one is The Magical World of the Wizard of Ads. So far, I am loving this one the best thus far. There's a line in the first one that I absolutely love and that I say to clients all the time, and it's like, if you can win somebody's time, the money will follow. So I don't know what he's selling else after this, but he's won my time. He's won my attention. And if he had a course or something else to invest in, you bet your bottom dollar that I would be investing in it. All right, guys. Again, that's The Wizard of Ads. Check it out. It's on Amazon. Can't recommend it anymore. That's good. If you're watching this live on Facebook, hook me up with a hashtag live. If you're watching the replay, hashtag replay. And if you're listening to the podcast, we would truly appreciate it if you could give us an honest review and let me know what you're thinking about this content. I personally check all those reviews, and what those reviews do for us is allow us to reach more people within the Apple podcast communities and more marketers, and allow us to build a bigger audience, create better content, and ultimately grow together. So I would truly appreciate that, and I will see you in the next one. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, guys.